Later this week, President Obama steps onto the campus of a university in Cairo, Egypt. He will deliver a speech aimed at the Muslim world.
He will deliver it in a country where President Hosni Mubarak has held power for decades, and opposition leaders are often jailed. In an interview yesterday, we asked the president if U.S. support for undemocratic governments will undermine his message. He responded that the U.S. will deal with all kinds of governments.
The main thing for me to do is to project what our values are, what our ideals are, what we care most deeply about, and that is democracy, rule of law, freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
Many factors were considered in choosing Cairo for this speech. Here's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.
If you listen to administration officials, Cairo was the logical choice. Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications, Dennis McDonough, addressed the issue in a conference call with reporters.
Egypt is a longtime strategic ally of the United States. It's a key country in the Arab and Muslim world with a burgeoning younger population that the president looks very much forward to engaging.
But analysts say there's no perfect place to give such a speech. President Obama could have chosen Indonesia, where he spent some of his childhood, or Turkey, where he visited recently. John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the administration, after a lively debate, decided to pick an Arab country.
Arabs are a minority of Muslims, but they have a disproportionate voice in Muslim life and Muslim jurisprudence. There's a way in which Arab Islam travels in a way that Indonesian Islam doesn't. So I think they decided it has to be in an Arab city. And if you start thinking about Arab cities, there aren't a lot that leap off the page.
Alterman thinks the choice of Egypt was mainly the result of the process of elimination. Morocco, while more democratic, is a bit peripheral. Jordan, too small. And Saudi Arabia, too conservative.
So you end up going to Cairo, which is been an influential Arab and Islamic city for centuries. Cairo helps you check boxes, but it creates other problems. Cairo creates the problem of, well, what are you saying about human rights?
Now analysts say President Obama will have to find some way to address this issue. Michelle Dunn of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the choice of Cairo was a bold and challenging one for the U.S. and a welcome one for President Hosni Mubarak's government.
They see it as a validation of their importance in the region, and they've been very concerned about that recently, especially with the rise of Iran to greater prominence in the region. Saudi Arabia and even small Arab countries like Qatar have taken on a more prominent role in diplomacy, and so Egypt is eager to try to recapture its status as the preeminent Arab power. And I think they see President Obama's choice as helping them to do that in some way.
President Obama will be speaking from Cairo University, which Dunn says poses some practical challenges.
Cairo is a huge metropolis. The Cairo University campus is large. It's a heavily populated area of the city. Moving a presidential motorcade through there is going to be extremely difficult. And I'm sure they're going to have to make some very complicated arrangements to ensure President Obama's safety.
John Alterman says that security was a factor in choosing Cairo University for the speech, which will be co-hosted by Al-Azhar University, an ancient seat of Islamic studies. President Obama has been promising this speech ever since the campaign, but while Alterman says many in the Arab world are hoping to hear clear policy decisions, administration officials say the speech will be more conceptual, aimed at redefining relations with the Arab and Muslim world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.